Christmas. Hope you are well. Welcome to the Slimming World podcast, where I am Claire and this is
Anna.
Welcome. If you're new to our crazy crew, then we are delighted to have you on board. And for those of you who've been following and listening to us for a while, then we're delighted to have you back. Hope you've had a great Christmas. Every Monday we put out a podcast. Every other Monday is our members only podcast, so it's available in the Slimming World members area. And Slimming World, in case you don't know, is actually the number one weight loss organisation for group support in the UK and Ireland. Yes, it is not a clever name that we came up for our podcast. It is actually a company. Yes, so it is a real thing.
It is a real thing, and I am a real consultant, and you are a real member. Yeah. Do you know, I was in my mum's house and I found out the other day that I've been a member since 1997.
Wow, and I've been a member since 2012.
Yeah. I mean, I'm only six, so I don't know how that even happened. But yeah, it's crazy when you look back and you think about what we've been through on our journeys, isn't it? Exciting.
So we've been podcasting for 5 years, talking about our weight loss journeys and how we've, you know, muddied our way through them. At times it's been challenging, it's been difficult. Sometimes we've given up, we've restarted. And so many other life things, you know, getting married, being single, buying a house, changing jobs, moving cities. You got married, you've had a child.
Got very sick, yeah, lost, had massive bereavement. It's been, do you know, it's been the constant in my life through all the craziness that I've lived, my food optimising and Slimming World group. So, yeah, it just goes to show. You know, I was thinking about it the other day, like it's gone through all the circles of our lives, hasn't it? And how it's always been there.
You know, it's really interesting because I was thinking about often at this time of year, people are looking to reset and maybe think about what they want moving forward.
Yeah.
If they have had a few weeks of, I don't know, gluttony, if that's the right word. And they're feeling like they are finally ready to tackle losing weight, to getting to a target weight where they feel healthy and happy. And maybe for some people, they've been trying that for a while, trying various different methods and just not finding the one that has worked for them.
Yeah,
I think they could be people who are just like, what next? What else? And the reason we called the episode, What is the Secret? I think is a question that a lot of us ask. You know, what's the secret here? What is the quick fix? How can I just get this done and get it over with?
Yeah.
And I think that for more of us who've been doing this for a little while, then it becomes a bit more curious rather than a quick fix. It's like, okay, so maybe I know how I can lose weight. There are so many different methods out there. But what I'm really stuck is making those behaviour changes, those habits that mean that when I lose weight, it sticks. I find a way to kind of keep this weight off for life.
I think it's we're searching for a secret so that we can uncover it so we can fix ourselves. And I think understanding that there is no secret actually is coming from within, and it's the right tools to make behaviour change consistently while eating good nutritious food where you never feel hungry and making sure you get a balance of activity. It's not rocket science, but it's the support system you get to achieve that that is absolutely vital.
Yeah, I mean, the when I kind of look back at, you know, I suppose since I've been a member, I've kind of understood a bit more about like the ethos and the vision of that kind of is behind like a Slimming World community. And you know, there was a lady called Margaret Miles Bramwell in 1969, I think it was, and she came up with this idea that she wanted to empower people,
yeah,
you know, to find a way that they could have knowledge and self-awareness to make their own choices, you know, a place where people wouldn't feel guilty, they wouldn't feel shame around food and weight, and she wanted to help every member achieve lasting success. And I think what's really interesting is that, you know, 55 years later, that more people attend a Slimming World group than any other weight loss organisation in the UK and Ireland and live happier, healthier lives every day. That is what is on one of the new packs. It's an opening page. And I was thinking about these words that when I first looked for solutions of how to lose weight, I would never have put the words empower or, you know, having knowledge or self-awareness.
Yeah.
I wanted to find, right, what do I need to eat? When do I need to eat it?
Yeah.
How can I do it? And then I can just move on with my life and get to the next thing. And I think something that is not often talked about in the real world. You know, you look at Instagram and social media and TikTok, there are so many before and after photos of, I did it, so can you. But people don't talk about the grey, muddy middle bit in the middle where you're working out what works for you.
Yeah.
They don't often talk about sometimes it's not always smooth sailing. There can be things that happen in life that trip you up. And you have a choice there. Do you quit or do you kind of continue and find a way through? I mean, the psychology behind losing weight is the biggest reason of why we started doing this podcast and started collaborating with Slimming World, because we weren't working with Slimming World when we started the podcast 5 years ago. But we found that our values really matched up with them. And I think the psychology of losing weight is definitely not talked about. The idea of having support and being part of a community, not just a food plan, is massive.
And I think that's why Margaret, who is still our chair, she's our founder, and you know, she's got an OBE for services to the weight loss community and industry. It's so integral. Well, no, it's vital that you make habit change and you get the psychological support so that you can move forward. And for me, you know, take away the food for a second, what Slimming World has given me and what I see as a consultant is how it can lift the burden, how it can change the mindset, how it can help you become a different person, the way you view yourself and the way you value food and all of that. It can be so powerful. And I think what you see in groups and what you see online is that sense of community, that spirit, that camaraderie, and held together by, I just have to give a shout out to the amazing consultants that run spectacular groups to help and support and motivate people. And I think that's where I had always struggled. I could go and follow an eating plan for a short amount of time, but because I hadn't made long-term psychological shifts, there was no way I could maintain that rigidity or maintain a lifestyle that was enjoyable. And, you know, I've been a member for over half my life, and that is through choice and through joy. It's not something that I feel is a hard thing to do. It's something that I know has given me the freedom in my life to enjoy a healthy weight, but also enjoy really gorgeous food.
See, the thing that intrigues me whenever we get chance to interview people, some of my favorite people to interview are those who are top target consultant or diamond members. And what that means is these are people who have reached target and they've stayed there for a number of years. And I love listening to, well, what happens when you do reach that target. And I appreciate that Slimming World actually does support you once you reach your target. It's not just like, right, see you later then. There is a Slim for Life plan. And this idea about, I don't think I ever would have associated the word sustainable with a weight loss program, but the idea about having a lifestyle that is sustainable was definitely not something that I would have thought about.
Sustainable and enjoyable. Like, this doesn't feel like a chore. Like, it feels like it's just the way I eat. And I think we have so much fear around weight loss and weight maintenance. Okay, but if I lose it, I'm going to put it back on and more. But actually, what we're going to teach you is the skills to maintain weight loss, the skills to eat differently, to move differently, so that you are equipped to do that. Because I think so many of us have, I had such low self-esteem. I didn't trust myself around food. I didn't trust myself to be able to go and make good choices. And I learned to trust myself through food optimizing, which I think was one of the biggest gifts I got, because I was able to say, Anna, you have done this and you can do it and you will keep it off. But I was so used to that cycle repeating itself that I didn't quite believe I could. But that kind of structure and infrastructure that we've got is there to make sure we've thought through the things that you're going to go through before you go through them, so that there is that support so that you can fall back on it.
Yeah. Support is an interesting one. It really is, because I think about some of the friends that I've made through Slimming World. I mean, we wouldn't even know each other.
I mean, we really
I was
wouldn't.
Just Anna's member, walked through her group a January, what, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And committed to get back on the
you
horse.
You really did commit though, Claire. Like, I have to say this about you. You were determined. You were committed. I will never forget, Claire, you walked in as a busy journalist working all over the country, living in and out of hotels. You never missed a group. You went to group. You would find a way to do it. You made such a solid commitment to yourself. And I think you were very desperate to lose weight. And I think you knew, if I make the commitment, something will happen. But I have to commit.
And I got to the point where I'd had enough. Had enough of feeling tired. Yeah. I realised that I had photoshopped a couple of photos Christmas time. Oh. And I felt a great deal of shame that I had, like, you know, tweaked these photos. It was like, is it a profile? Side on?
Yeah.
Side on photo of me in a studio booth. And it was beautiful, like, studio booth. I was recording a voiceover demo. Really amazing opportunity. But when I saw the photos that the engineer took, I didn't like it. And I edited them. And I realised that I had changed my life. I'd been living with such shame and guilt where I hadn't had a pair of jeans in 5 years. I hadn't had a mirror in my house for 7 years. I was never taking any photos that were below my face.
I get you.
If there was a social opportunity, I just would take the photo, not be in it. I was slowly withdrawing from my life, and eventually I just got to the point where I was like, I've had enough. I've had enough of feeling this way.
Yeah.
I want to go and find life. And I put myself in a shoebox of my own making, and I wanted to find it a different way. And the first step that I really wanted to do was to make that commitment to myself, but also to my community.
Yeah. And you became such a big part of that community. You really did. And you lapped up the information they could give you, and you asked questions. And I have to say, she sat here in skinny jeans today. The irony. You know what I mean? I love that.
Do you know what my pleasure is? That when I went to the toilet earlier, I didn't have to undo the
did
zip
you pull
and the button.
Down? Yeah. Oh, you know you're winning when that happens. Do you? You know you do.
But you know your journey as well, you know, it's the amount of things that you overcome on a daily basis in terms of your health, the curveballs that you've been dealt with. You've had to kind of look at this plan, turn it upside down, inside out, read the book, read the small print. You know, there's so many different challenges, but you find a way to keep adapting it so that you can keep going.
I think that's the whole point for me. Like, I've got a very serious bowel illness. So, you know, I've had times where I could eat very little and stuff. But I always found food optimizing and Slimming World my anchor. It was my constant at those really dramatic times in my life. And, you know, I've done it through birth, death, marriage, you know, pregnancy. And it is something that I've learned to almost use as my crutch and my support system. And I think, do you know, you were talking before about the friends you've made at Slimming World. As a consultant, it's so much more than a job. And I never believed that when I became a consultant. It is a passion I have to help people, to motivate people, to inspire them, but also to watch them trust in themselves and change. And I think what it's given me is watching other people succeed has given me belief that I can succeed. So I'm in a privileged position as a consultant. I'm also in a privileged position as a member, having been here for so long. You know, I've learned a few tricks along the way that have really allowed me to lose weight. But for me, most importantly, keep it off. That's been the biggest win for me.
You'll never meet anyone more passionate about food than Anna. Anna has this catchphrase which we've used in our podcast over the years called free food is your friend. Free food is one of the fundamental elements of the food optimizing plan. And like, you get so excited about your food that for me it was like eye-opening when I went to your group as a member. There wasn't this kind of like, right, everyone, we've all got to lose weight, step on the scales, or it's not very much this week, is it, Dorothy? Or were you better just eat a piece of lettuce? It was none of that. It was, right, guys, you can eat the food that you love, not feel deprived. Yeah. You can feel excited about your food. You can socialise. You can go out.
Yeah.
There were so many more cans, and the excitement that you have about making the food that you love work within the plan is just infectious.
Oh, bless you. But I think it is turning those like conventional beliefs on its head and saying, actually, I can lose weight in a different way to what I've maybe told previously. And that excites me, you know, like big jacket potatoes and spag bowls, have a barbecue in the summer, you know, enjoy a curry. Like, to me, that is living my life. That's not saying, okay, if I want to be the way I want to be, I've got to live in you know, a shoebox of my own making, like you said. It is exciting. And that's what I love, sharing my passion. I may not be a very good cook, but I like talking food.
See, that idea about choice, I think, is very interesting, because there can be other different paths for, like, weight loss where, like, it's kind of dictated for you what you can and what you can't eat. You're counting, you're measuring, you're looking at calories and points and colours and, you know, it's maybe sometimes not even food. It can be shakes or pills or all kinds of things. And
surgery.
I think I really appreciate the idea that I'm in control of what I eat and the choice power that I choose if I want to, you know, potentially use some of what we call SINs, which stands for synergy and more around the balance of the food that you eat. If I want to use my SINs to maybe have a drink or some chocolate, that is all kind of planned in to the food optimizing plan. Nothing is off limits. Mm. And I think that was really eye opening. But it kind of allows you to kind of maybe map out, plan ahead and think, well, actually, maybe I don't want to have the cake, chocolate, chips and the alcohol ice cream. On one day or one week.
Yeah.
So I think that balance, I think, is very interesting. And this idea about educating yourself. I feel like I've kind of gone back to school in, this is how I construct a meal. This is how I kind of make sure that I am nutritionally healthy-wise looking after myself. Yeah. Food is fuel.
And I think for a lot of us, we want a prescriptive method to begin with because we're like, right, just fix me. But actually what choice enables you to do is create a lifestyle specific to you. And it is really key to liberate yourself that you do exercise choice and you do learn about what works for you and the things that maybe trigger you and how you want to live your lifestyle. Because without that choice, you wouldn't be able to create a weight loss that you could maintain, because once you stop sticking to a prescriptive method, what would happen? You wouldn't sustain weight loss. You also wouldn't have much fun. Do you know what I mean? I go out with my mates, I go out with my family, I have people round. You know, food is a massive part of my life. I think about it, I think more than I think about my child, which maybe is a bad thing to say, but I think about it all the time and I enjoy it. So another thing to think about is it may be flipping its head on how you have learnt to eat. So it may be that, you know, you need to start, you know, I look at you and how you'd been brought up in a kind of pin culture, hadn't you? Your mum and dad were like microwave meals, convenience, and you've learnt to eat very differently and cook and create and, you know, make these wonderful dishes that you hadn't learnt to do before.
I know. I mean, I remember the first time I ever saw raw chicken and I was like 80 years old.
Are you?
And I was surprised that it was pink.
What so now the vegan. What kind
and
of
now I am vegan. I don't drink, and you know, I will cook meals completely from scratch. I mean, I remember the first time I was looking for raw ginger in the supermarket. I didn't have a clue what I was looking for.
No.
But you learn this stuff as you go, and I think that is that idea that you kind of choose to set the pace. You go at your pace, and you start to kind of build things. And I would say even like 9 years into this, I'm still learning different ways and different recipes and different things of how I can make the plan work for me in different situations every week. And I think that is, there's no kind of I've completed it, mate, kind of moment.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you know what I found when I came? Maybe later on as an adult, maybe when I became a consultant, the fact that it's backed by science, you know, it's nutritionally been worked out. We've got a team at head office. It is, you know, they're at the cutting edge of changes. If there's something that we think, okay, do you know what? You need to have more calcium or you could do some more protein. That is there and carved out. So I know it's safe and I know it's something that will keep me strong, well, and, you know, maintain a weight loss, which for me was a very exciting prospect because I'd done some really unhealthy things.
That's really interesting, yeah, because and having, you know, been a member and then kind of been swept in to do this podcast and I've been allowed into Slimming World
circle.
Headquarters, which is nicknamed the Sparkly Castle.
Castle,
yes, castle, if you're from the south, obviously. Anyway, I've been in this sparkly place and there is a whole team of nutritionists. You know, this idea that someone was backed by science, backed by evidence, loved by millions. I have seen that for myself and we get to chat with some of these nutritionists. We have a brilliant episode coming up in the next few weeks, which is revisiting some survey results and research about the menopause, for instance, and how that can impact people who are looking to lose weight. I suppose also the other element that we should touch on is around exercise.
Activity.
Quite often this can be a time where people maybe rethink about joining the gym or setting themselves a challenge. And Slimming World does also support a Body Magic program, which isn't called necessarily exercise or activity, but what it is it different people come to Slimming World at different paces. Some people will have not done any kind of movement for a long time. Other people will already be doing cycling, running, what, you know, whatever they may be up to. So the idea is that you get to build these healthy habits at your own pace.
Yeah, and I think Body Magic is so brilliant because it's the Slimming World Activity Support Programme. It's the way we're going to help you to create an active lifestyle that is sustainable and, more importantly, enjoyable. I come with a very... I damaged my spine very severely and had lumbar reconstruction, and therefore activity was something that, you know, wasn't on my radar, but now I'm an active person, and that's thanks to Body Magic and being able to kind of tailor my own specific program to my needs and my injuries. So yeah, it's a great program that kind of demystifies activity and puts a really positive spin on it if maybe activity isn't something you've enjoyed.
Yeah, and encouraging you to try different types of activity, be that strength-based cardio, be that flexibility. There are all different types of activity that it includes, and within the membership you do actually get access to activity videos which range from all different kinds of things, from strength-based stuff. There's yoga, there's like
dancing,
Zumba,
yeah,
there's even kind of more cardio ones.
Yeah.
There's lots of different activities. There are
something
walking, challenges as well. So that I find really interesting, because I think a lot of people can come to a weight loss and they're like, what's the secret to weight loss? I need to do more activity. I need to move more. And I think the research that Slimming World has conducted with members has actually shown something that it's really more about the food.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you look at someone like me, totally inactive, very sedentary. I was able to lose all my weight with food. What I had to do was integrate activity to maintain weight loss. So once I became better, I could do that. But, you know, when we look at how much activity it would take to walk off a pound of fat versus, you know, food optimizing, how quickly that could happen, we know that food is the most fulfilling, quickest way to do it. But you've got to add some activity in at some point to make sure you can balance it all out.
And that's about the long-term, like, kind of the long-term view, isn't it? So, like, what's the secret to losing weight? I mean, hopefully we've kind of, like, touched on a few of the different elements there, be it the mindset that you have, be it incorporating activity, be it find a way to kind of banish shame and guilt around, you know, your relationship with food. It's finding these kind of more sustainable habits, making these behavioural changes so that you can find that groove where it just becomes everyday and ingrained with you. You're not looking for these quick fixes, which can often leave you feel a bit shell-shocked.
They can, and don't give you the outcome that you truly want, which is to still go on this weight loss path but have a life.
And the biggest thing I would say is about this element of support, because, you know, there is nothing more empowering that so many of you will perhaps be listening to this podcast wearing headphones. It would just be our crazy voices talking inside your head, and you may be feeling like you're feeling really alone, really isolated. You've been thinking about this stuff for so long, but you don't know how to ask for help. You don't know who to reach out to. You don't know where to begin. And we totally understand how that feels like. And it turns out there's a whole bunch of other people that do. And when you walk into group or you join as an online member, whichever path, you know, feels right for you, you'll realise that there is a whole community, and finding that support network and being a part of that is really what kind of unlocks something in a way that just following a very fixed, strict food plan probably won't.
Definitely won't. That support, that camaraderie is something that's second to none.
So that maybe kind of gives you a bit of a reset of why we're here, why we do this, where we've been over the next few weeks. We're going to continue to explore some of these themes. If you are a Slimming World member, then next week we'll go into a little bit more detail, because apparently in groups and also for the online community, there is a new refillable pack which you can get.
That's me tapping on it.
We have it in our hands, as Anna is demonstrating, and we're going to be running through that as it kind of explores the plan. We're going to kind of reset. We're looking at fresh starts, beginner's mind, and we're almost, you know, whether you have been following Slimming World for many years, whether you are a former Slimming Worlder and are lapsed and you're looking to rejoin, or you're someone who is just starting this completely new, then we're just going to hit reset and we're just going to take it as if it's day one. And we're really excited because what's in these packs is so great. I love getting the highlighter out, the post-it notes. That's what I will be doing this week.
Will you?
Maybe not Christmas Day.
Okay. Yeah,
maybe not Boxing Day. Yeah. But getting that new pack that first week, you know, amidst all the chaos of that week between Christmas and New Year's Day, where you don't know what day it is, what month it is, what season.
Yeah. You don't know what your name is and where you're from, do you? Let alone what day of the week it is.
So if you do get a chance, make some time and read through your new pack. And then when you come and listen to our episode, then you'll kind of have an idea and you can run through that with us. So that's what's coming up next week. But in the meantime, if you want to get another fix of the Summer War podcast, then fear not. There is a whole wealth of back catalogue episodes that you can have access to. If you want to listen on a public platform, then we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, the usual podcast platforms. But also in the Slimmer World members area, you can find us where there. We are categorised. So you can look up things to do with body magic. You can look up things to do with mindset. And there's tons of articles and features which we refer to, which are available in the Slimmer World members area too. So all that, and then even sometimes we're on the blog. So you can go and find details about the podcast and who we are on the Slimmer World blog.
You can. We're all over the shop, aren't we?
We probably should actually say that we're on Instagram too, at yeah. Slimming World Podcast. So if you actually want to see what our faces look like, you can go and find that. Yes. Maybe the image of where we are right now will be quite disappointing.
Wouldn't it?
We don't record in studios, just if you're kind of new
we're
to
real.
This. We often record either at Anna's, where there's like various planes going over us, or near me, where it's slightly more countrified and Anna gets excited if she sees a horse.
I mean, I think that sums us up perfectly, Claire.
So anyway, have a great festive week. Enjoy celebrating with your friends, your family. Banish the shame and the guilt. You are welcome to join our Slimming World crazy crew at any point, and reach out to us if you've got any questions at Slimming World Podcast. And we're on email as well for those of you who can't be bothered with social media, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. Have a great week. Ta-ra-ra-it.
Bye for now.